terrific. Obviously thrilled. Touch of relief because it's been a long week, hasn't it?
It's been a very long week, yeah, and I really didn't think it was going to happen today. And all the attention yesterday when we had 7 runners yesterday, I think, in 3 races, and cameras on me all the time. And I thought today, let's just get into York, get this race over with and get back out as quickly as possible before anybody's seen me. It didn't quite work out that way.
Well, Mr. Dettori just said he thinks he's got an everlasting place in your downstairs loo.
Probably, I think he's there already, actually.
But in all seriousness, is there a more fitting place to do it? Your adopted home now, obviously, Yorkshire, to come to your local track for their big meeting and do it here when you're here and you've been in Deauville all week, haven't you?
Yeah, I suppose I hadn't really thought about it, where it was going to be. As I said, you know, particularly after having a winner last Saturday, I just wanted to get it over with, and it seemed to be going on and on. Clearly, you know, it's a very special place to have done it, and the reaction of the crowd and the reaction of the York management has just been fantastic.
Looking through the years, I mean, you had your first winner at York in 1991, but I suppose inevitably people will think of Attraction. But I suppose, how can you compare the likes of Attraction with those winners you had of the Gold Cup at Ascot? That's the great thing about this game, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a shame to people keep saying to me, which one's the most memorable? And I say Attraction because simply it's the one I'm most proud of training. You know, I don't know. As I said in another interview earlier, you know, it's often people talk about they band around the phrase great training performance, and you know, as a trainer you always wonder, you know, could somebody else have done it better? Or when you look at other people's horses you think, could I have done it better? And you know, it's impossible ever to say for sure, but Attraction was quite unique, and I like to think nobody else would have done it. I don't know whether that's right.
No truth in the room you sleep with the programme book under your bed, is there? Because I think one of the great things about myself is your ability to place your horses is so important.
Yeah, it's vitally important. I think, you know, I've been trying to, people keep asking me, you know, what does it mean and how did you do it and what's the secret? And there is no simple answer to that. But then when I started to think about it, the secret is the placing of the horses. And I was terribly insulted when somebody on television earlier this year said I had a blunderbuss attitude to entries. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. You know, before the entry stage, everything is selected meticulously. Charlie does an awful lot of it now, but to the same principles that we've used for 20 plus years, you know, we look for the easiest opportunity for the horse, and that's wherever, you know, from Wolverhampton to York and Royal Ascot, you still have to select the best opportunity for the horse, and that's the secret.
And if I suggest you were a bit like the conductor of the orchestra, you've got the vets, would that be fair?
Yeah, absolutely it's fair. You know, it's absolutely it's fair. It's a big team that runs like clockwork, and that's the, you know, very, very important part of it. It's I don't really know. That's evolved over the years. It's not something we set out to design a team. There's lots of people say that, you know, in comparison to some other trainers, I run a good business, but I've got no training in running a business. I don't know anything other than a short period of time in veterinary practice and then training horses. So the systems we use and the way we run the business, that's just evolved over the years through lots of trial and error.
And two final things, Mark. One, a little bit nice also that it was a syndicate horse, because you've done more than probably anybody else to promote ownership through the likes of syndicates to bring more and more people closer to racing.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to say I've done more than anybody else. You know, there's much, much bigger partnerships and syndicates than the ones I run. It's just recently, really, and a lot of attention this year to our Kingsley Park partnerships because they've done so exceptionally well. But this horse epitomises all that we're about. That was him winning his 6th race of this year. You know, on 2 occasions he's run 2 races in 24 hours, and he won 3 of those 4 starts. So, you know, he's what it's all about.
And finally, what's next? A good dinner with Deirdre and Charlie tonight, and then tomorrow's another day?
Yeah, we've got a few friends staying tonight. Lucinda Russell and Peter Scudamore, so we might be celebrating last year's Grand National as well as this. We had friends coming tonight anyway, so there'll be a crowd of us to celebrate, and then it's just on to tomorrow and hopefully more winners.
Huge congratulations.
Great, thanks very much indeed.